This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala hama ba'd. One of the characteristics of those that want to purify their hearts is the characteristic of the heart feeling a sense of genuine happiness. In Arabic it is called surur, and also the term bushra. In fact, our Shaykh just recited one of the verses, that ذَلِكَ الَّذِي يُبَشِّرُ اللَّهُ عِبَادَهُ. These are the good news that Allah is giving to His servant. So, if your heart is not feeling happiness, then there is a problem. If your heart is not accepting the good news from Allah, what does Bushra mean? In fact, one of the names of the Prophet is Bashir. What does Bashir mean? Bashir and Bushra means news is coming to you that should make you happy. So, if you are of those who are trying to come close to Allah and you want to purify your heart, then you shall reach a state of spiritual ecstasy. You will find genuine happiness in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to appreciate this happiness when He says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, from the blessings of Allah and from the mercy of Allah, tell them they should be happy at this. Ibn Abbas said, Allah's blessings on us is the Quran. And Allah's mercy is He sent us the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fadl of Allah is the Quran. And the rahmah of Allah is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah is saying, in the Quran and in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Let them rejoice. Do you feel rejoice? Do you feel happiness that you are a member of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you have this holy book as your book? If you do not, then clearly there is an issue at stake. And that's why our scholars mention that the Muslim, the mu'min, the one who reaches the level of ihsan, he will appreciate this farah. Now our scholars have demarcated three areas, three specific levels of happiness. The first level is the bare minimum, it is obligatory. And then you have a higher level, and then you have the highest level. As for the obligatory, the bare minimum, every one of us should rejoice at being a Muslim. We should genuinely feel a sense of surur, of bushra, of happiness that Allah has chosen us. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has favored you, that He's chosen you. أَصْطَفَاكُمْ. Allah has chosen you to be of this. هُوَ أَصْطَفَاكُمْ. Allah has chosen you. So you must be happy at being a Muslim, at being a follower of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at being a recipient of the Quran. And that is a bare minimum. If you do not feel happiness at this, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, this could be a type of not even having the basics of Iman. That's the minimum of Iman. The second level of Iman, which we strive for, is to feel happy in the worship of Allah. To feel happy in the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal, in listening to the Quran, in salah. We enjoy the worship of Allah, and the worship of Allah brings a spiritual ecstasy to our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whenever a surah is revealed, whenever the Quran comes down, the hypocrites say, فَأَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. Whose iman has grown because of this surah? And Allah says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. As for the believers, not only does their iman go up, they become happy that there is more Quran to recite, there's more Quran to listen to. They become happy at the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the lahumul bushra fil hayat ad-dunya wa fil akhirah. They're going to have good tidings. Wa bashir ibad. Give glad tidings to those who worship me. Wa bashir ibad. Those who do my ibadah, they should rejoice and find happiness. This is the second level of happiness. Al-Hasan al-Basri remarked, if you want to find happiness, find it in the dhikr of Allah and in the Quran and in salah. And then he said something very scary. If you do not find happiness in the dhikr of Allah and in the Quran and in salah, you will not find it anywhere else. Your heart has been closed. This is what Hasan al-Basri said. If you do not find happiness in these three things, then you have lost the plot. Now, what if somebody says, but I can't find happiness in the ibadah of Allah? We say, this is a sign, I'll be a bit blunt here, of a heart that is not pure. You know, when the COVID crisis came, some people, they lost their sense of taste and smell. You give them sweets, I'm sorry, I can't taste it. The sweet is still sweet, but you've lost your sense of taste because of the COVID. Well, the qalb has marad, fi qulubihim marad. The qalb has disease. And when the qalb has a disease, then it might not appreciate the worship of Allah. So then how do we cure that? You must solve the problem by constantly engaging in the worship of Allah. The worship of Allah is the antidote to the corrupt heart. When you worship Allah, your heart will become pure and pure, and you will begin to enjoy the worship of Allah. So the second level of happiness is happiness during the worship of Allah. And then the third and the highest level is to think about and be happy at the eventual meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be happy at being with Allah and being in Jannatul Firdaus and seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this level of happiness, it has a special term in the Quran and Sunnah. It is the term shawq. And shawq means to have a desire that overpowers you. You are desirous, you are overcome with your desire. To desire to what? In the hadith of Ammar ibn Yasir in Sunan al-Nisa'i, our Prophet would make dua to Allah. So long dua, the phrase we're interested in. Allahumma inni as'aluka ladhatan nazari ila wajhika al-kareem. And then what? Wa shawqa ila liqa'ik. Oh Allah, I ask you the pleasure of looking at your face. And I ask you the shawq, the desire to be with you. He wanted the desire, the shawq. Notice, the dua is asking for the desire. Because why? When you have the desire, when you have the shawq, it's going to be met. When you are happy at receiving Allah's blessings, when you are happy in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are eager to meet Allah, well then, what's going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة. Glad tidings will be given to you. Rejoice, be happy. So if you want the angels to tell you to rejoice, you must find that rejoicing right now before the angel of death comes. You must discover that ladha right now. You must discover the pleasure of worshipping Allah, the happiness of worshipping Allah. And we conclude with something that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, a profound statement. He said, there is a Jannah in this dunya. Whoever enters the Jannah of this dunya shall enter the Jannah of the Akhirah. There is a Jannah in this world. If you can enter the Jannah of this world, you will enter the Jannah of the Akhirah. What is that Jannah? The Jannah of spiritual ecstasy when you worship Allah. The Jannah of feeling happy when you worship Allah. If your heart is happy when you worship Allah, if you are looking forward to some private time in sajda, if you're looking forward to Quran and dhikr, if you want to worship Allah and worshiping Allah brings you peace and comfort, you have entered the Jannah of this dunya. Ibn Rajab said, the closest we get to the Jannah of the Akhirah in the Jannah of this world is through the ladha of worshipping Allah. That's the closest we will get. So we have to discover that happiness, inculcate it. For some people, it's an acquired taste, so they have to acquire the taste. And for others, they have it, so they need to refine it. But those who are rejoicing in the worship of Allah shall rejoice in the presence of Allah on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who find that pleasure in this world, and inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Faya dhulli wa ya khajali idha ma qala li rabbi ama istahiyaita ta'asini wa la takhsha min al'atabi wa tukhfi dhanba an khalqi وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا